San Francisco Dam, y'all. Beyonce is triggering the anti-American wokies.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, Didi Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I hope everybody's doing well. Welcome for coming by, especially first time listeners, and all my love to my day ones and everybody who listens to every episode. I appreciate you so much. Of course, happy birthday to everyone who has celebrated. I hope you have a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Let's get right into it. I want to say that Black Americans in general, regardless of what you might see, some of the BLM nonsense and shenanigans, which doesn't represent the majority, by the way, most Black Americans are patriotic. Myself, my biological father is named after an American president, as were many men of his generation. That's right. My dad's name is that of an American president. I am not going to tell you my dad's name. Everyone deserves their privacy. My first husband, and I am currently a widow, my first husband, he is named after an American president. He's a Black guy, okay? I've been married twice. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that focus group is just in my family. My dad and my first husband named after American presidents. And here we are today. There's brouhaha because Beyonce. I know, can you believe? A sexist, womanist, bohemian, living in dystopian San Fran fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname, is talking about Miss Little Queen Bey and her Beyhive. I'm not part of the Beyhive. I'm not a stan, but this is a topical conversation. Now, she's got a country album coming out, and I've already talked about how people have been trying to gatekeep country. You can't do that, folks. Black people could not gatekeep rap from white folks. White folks came in and did whatever the hell they wanted from Debbie Harry's Rapture. Who remembers Debbie Harry's rap song Rapture way back in the day? She did a song with Fab Five Freddy. A lot of Black people were very salty and upset about that. But shrug, you cannot gatekeep a musical genre. And now with Beyonce doing country, and by the way, the chick is from Texas. Ever since I've been listening to her, she has alluded to how country she is, showing herself riding horses, this whole rodeo queen culture. This is not new. So they tried and failed to gatekeep country and keep Beyonce out. You cannot gatekeep music, folks. That's impossible because music doesn't have a race, all right? So now today, here comes the wokies. Ugh, I have said as a sexist womanist bohemian, biologically born Black woman, that one of the worst things that a Black person could be is woke. Woke is whack. Woke is just basically being a petty authoritarian. Wokies are people who are being used and they don't even know how to mind their own business. Like, what are you trying to force people to do now? The Black wokies and the international Black people, which I find ironic, because American Black people, we might get criticized, but internationally, we are known as the creme de la creme of Black people. I'm internationally traveled. I'd be going to these places, different countries, from Mexico to South America to Europe. When they find out that I am a Black American, that I'm not African, by the way, Africans come over to America and get treated probably better than the Black Americans. And then Black Americans go internationally and get treated better than all the other Black people in those countries. That is true. I saw it myself. Oh, my God. They roll the red carpet out when they hear that American accent. Now we've got these non-Black Negroes. There, I said it, Negroes. That's the only N-word I'm using here, darling. Talking about Beyonce shouldn't be draped in the American flag. Now, she has this character, the Black Rodeo Queen character. Hey, that's her culture, all right? So she's draped in the American flag, American colors, waving the flag. And here come these woke fools. Oh my gosh, she shouldn't be doing that, blah, blah, blah. I want to tell all the non-American Black people listening who think you have a right to tell us what to do. No, you don't. Stay in your place. I stay in my place. I don't get into Africans' business. I don't get into Jamaicans' business. I don't get into European black people's business. I don't get into Haitians' business, Dominican Republic. I don't talk about their flag. I don't talk about any of their business because it's not my place. I stay in my lane. Y'all need to stay in your lane. Y'all need to stay in your lane. This is ridiculous. And I'm even podcasting about it. I cannot believe it. The stuff I've been seeing. But what it is jealousy. It's jealousy. And she's an artist. Yeah, Beyonce has done some things that made it seem like she was radical. Now she's coming out being patriotic. More power. It's called show business. You don't have to believe in the things that you put out there as an artist. She doesn't have to believe in the Americana that she is hyping now in her Cowboy Carter album. She doesn't have to believe it. It's called show business. It's not called being authentic business. It's not called 100% honesty business. It's called show business. And that Creole black woman has the right to make an opera album, a country album. She has the right to wear an American flag, or she could wear a Black Lives Matter flag. That is her right as an American. And I want to just repeat, my father is named after a president. My first husband is named after a president. I think black Americans are some of the most patriotic people, all driving, at least in the generation I was socialized with, all driving American cars, very loyal to all these American brands. And outsiders have the nerve to try to control our patriotism. Mind your own business. All right. Hey, guys, you know what? In November, we get to vote for a new mayor and new board of supervisors. Because the city is ran into the ground. We've got the best paid mayor, second to the worst ran major American city. We need a new mayor. We need a new board of supervisors. Things are heating up. Stay tuned. I want to thank you for coming by and thinking about me and listening to San Francisco Damn. And again, happy birthday to all of my birthday churins, wherever you are in the world. I hope you've had a beautiful, beautiful birthday today, March 20th. 2024. Thank you so much for listening, subscribing, and recommending. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Damn with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.